Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Allow me to vent. I just received yet another email from somebody at my homeowners association. It begins with the phrase, "I hope this message finds you well." Well, it didn't. The reason for this note was yet another alleged transgression of our little community's many rules. Some of the warnings I get are polite. Others contain threats of fines or dirty looks from neighbors. Sure, we need rules in a civilized society, but the real offense here is beginning a note with the phrase, "I hope this finds you well." I hate that. It's everywhere. It's becoming a cliché, a lazy, irritating way to start a message. I thought I was alone in this obsession, but I've run across two recent books, both titled, a bit sarcastically, "I Hope This Finds You Well." One is a collection of poems by Kate Bayer based on letters she received from readers. The other is a novel by Natalie Sue, S-U-E, about an office worker who decides to seek revenge against her insufferable colleagues. I'm not going to kill anybody, but I would prefer a few more appropriate, less flabby salutations like "Hi" or "Dear Don," or just "Get to the point." I've been touchy about this for decades, ever since I received a letter saying I was being drafted into the U.S. Army. It began, as they did back then, "Greetings from the President of the United States." That would be Lyndon Johnson, and I know he did not wish me well. Muslims do this sort of thing better. They began their messages with something dignified, like, "Peace be upon you, and so may the mercy of Allah and his blessings." Yeah, it can get a little old, but it's endorsed by Allah, so how bad can it be? I think Congress should address our "hope this finds you well" problem. Convene a panel of experts to come up with some fresh, literate, thoughtful alternatives. Better yet, let's impose fines and dirty looks on offenders. Or maybe we can just stop reading messages whose senders we know don't really want to find us well. Otherwise, society will collapse into a swamp of hypocrisy. Anyway, thanks for listening to this screed. I hope it leaves you well. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.